This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to This is Gross, episode 9 with long snapper JJ Jansen. JJ was nice enough to stay after the last day of minicamp, which is when we recorded this. We were free to go. We had tons of time off. We could do whatever we wanted. And JJ stayed and recorded this episode with me so that you, the listener, would have something to hear to fill your football withdrawals. So, JJ, thanks a lot. It was actually a lot of fun. And he's, even though we give him a hard time, he's a good dude. We're lucky to have him. So, This is Gross, episode 9 with JJ Jansen. Peace. In 5, 4, 3. Just kidding, we're already recording. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Wayne's World.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that part?
I do remember.
When they're up in JJ Jansen, who. Earlier, so let's talk about this locker room situation we have where we remodeled.
Yeah.
And I used to be kind of like in the middle area. It's like one long hall, and there's lockers on either side. And they readjusted the locker room, and they created this new neighborhood of four lockers when you first walk in, four on the right, four on the left. And on the left side is the specialists, meaning you –
Graham
assorted
and Brad.
Guys that kick the ball and punt it.
Yeah.
Well, to your right now is this new alcove that's been claimed by Piggy, Khalil, Amini Silatolu, and myself.
Yeah. Like dueling cul-de-sacs.
Right. So it's kind of like you got like the rich kids on the left and like the blue collar kids on the right.
Oh, okay. So
you're the rich kid.
Well, because
like you don't have as much work to do and you get more free time. And though, like, we're blue collars, we have to like go. We have to have like a high school job, and you guys just get to like drive your mom's old BMW.
We're like the business owners that are far enough along; they don't have to do a whole lot of work. They're just kind of overseeing. Okay,
right, and we're just like an upstart group.
Sure.
So that dynamic is always funny because we are so jealous / mad at you guys.
Right.
Because we'll be in. So our days, like, we come in, we have meetings, we have lifting. Our meeting time is like never ending in walkthroughs.
Right.
This is all before practice.
I know you do walkthroughs in our cul-de-sac.
And
it kind of bothers us.
Yeah.
It messes with our downtime.
A makeshift football game breaks out in the locker room when we're doing all these. Well, you guys are sitting there and like, I swear you must have read every finance and religious and political book that's ever been written. Because
I'm trying to.
Every day you have a new book. You read like a whole book each day.
I got a lot of free time.
This is the first time you've ever made that. You've ever said that. You hold strong to the argument that you don't have free time.
This is off the air, right? You're gonna edit that out.
No, this
Ooh.
Is.
Ooh.
I don't. That's this show. I don't edit. I just go.
We can't edit that.
No.
Darn. So that's gonna be public record now.
Tell me about your day a little bit.
All right.
During
so,
the season.
Let's
say it's
season.
A Wednesday.
Okay. So we show up on Wednesday. It's about the same time you guys do, but we usually have. You know, we have special teams. First thing. So the difference is when you guys are usually meeting, we typically might be watching our own film, but we don't have a whole lot of film to watch, especially on Wednesdays. What I didn't realize till recently is that when we have special teams meetings, Coach Masco goes and takes you guys.
We have meetings.
You have meetings.
And you don't even have to go to every special teams.
No.
Only when there's snapping involved.
When there's snapping involved,
yeah. So you go to field goal and punt.
Yeah, I got those down pat.
So you go. Okay, we'll get back to this, but continue.
Yeah, so we'll come in for meetings, you know, on time. We've got to be on time because we only have one meeting. So on time for that. And obviously we'll have our team meeting. And then it's sort of – we kind of get scattered because we don't know
– And by we, you mean kickers and you.
Kickers and
punters
me.
And you.
And I usually just am told I'm a kicker, and that's fine. Right. I've gotten used to it. And so we'll – you know, meetings land, and we don't know really where to go. Like, are we going to kind of congregate in our – in our meeting room, we're going to kind of congregate in the locker room. Inevitably, we always end up in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you don't have a home almost.
Right, exactly. And you know, the scary part is we're always seen by somebody doing nothing. And I kid you not, we're actually doing things, but we're always seen when we're not doing something. Maybe that's more telling than I care to admit.
Well, we'll come out from we'll get like a 5-minute bathroom break, yeah. And you'll be foam rolling, yeah. And Brad Nortman, our punter, will be like checking Twitter, sure. And Graham Gano will be like eating a protein bar.
Well, Graham loves protein and amino acids,
right.
And anything bordering on, I'm not sure if you should be taking that, but he does all the research. But the really funny thing is, we'll go and do a lot of our lifting when you guys are in meetings, but it seems like we always finish our lift right when you're coming out. So again,
you're just
we're just in the locker room.
But the biggest issue that you and I have that we can always that I always cannot bite my tongue on is the cold tub.
Yeah.
I am fairly rude to you about after practice. More than half the cold tub is filled up with punters, kickers, yeah. And long snappers.
Yeah.
And let's just get this out right now, because at least a kicker and a punter have like repetitive usage,
sure.
Type of. What is your argument for the cold tub after a hard day of long snap? Maybe you should explain what long snapping even is, because
sure.
There could be like a novice football listener that just enjoys listening to nonsense.
So long snapping, I am basically in charge of doing Ryan Khalil's job on fourth downs with kickers. That's basically what I do. So.
You put your head between your legs.
Yeah, so Ryan gets to do all the fun work, and then if he can't do his job, then I come onto the field. That's basically what happens.
Because it's about 10 yards further than
a
shotgun snap.
Yeah, so if whatever he can't get done, I'll just clean up.
Okay, so you've been out at practicing long snapping.
Yeah.
So now, of course, you need the cold tub.
Well, my legs get a lot of use. My hamstrings, because when I snap, my legs kind of go from a squatting position to like kind of locked out, and that's a little repetitive.
The torque.
Yeah.
So you got to ice down those hammies. And
ice down
there's
the
obviously not time for you to do that at any other part of the day.
Well, you know, it's important, right? When you come off the field, to ice it down, you know, get your treatment. You know, that's always important.
Yeah. Well, Khalil sent me a picture one day because he was so disgusted because you were in there getting like a knot rubbed out of the back of your shoulder.
Oh, he sent you a picture of that?
Yeah, he sent me the picture. Because he's like, JJ hasn't touched anybody all spring. And
that was my shoulder. That was like kind of like a pitching arm.
From
sort of
snapping
thing.
It.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, and I know it's going on the air. You are deserving of your position because you are quite the long snapper.
I appreciate that.
And
thank
that
you.
Is a tough skill. And as much as physically, I think the ability to know that your job is on the line,
yeah.
Like every time you come in to replace Ryan Khalil
yeah.
And be able to block that out and
yeah.
Do your job, that is pretty impressive.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's fun. I think the consensus is everyone wants my job Monday through Saturday, but they don't want my job on Sunday.
Right.
So, and I could probably say the same thing. I don't know if I want your guys' jobs during the week when you're pounding. But it'd be sort of fun to kind of relive the glory days and play another position.
When were the glory days?
Yeah,
though?
That was a long time ago.
But when was the last time you did a other position besides
senior year in high school? And that's only because they kind of bribed me because I just wanted a long snap and I played center. But that was only because I was like I went to like a small prep school, so I was like the third biggest kid in school.
Where at?
In Phoenix.
Okay.
In Arizona, and so we. So I played some center and acted like I knew what I was doing out there. And
so did you know that you were going, like there was an opportunity to go to college as a long snapper?
Yeah, I had a coach who was actually an assistant for John Robinson when he was back at USC
okay.
In the 70s. So he knew a lot more about it than I did. And he goes, you know, you can snap, you know, in college. And I was like, okay, sure. And then I went, and I really worried about baseball. I went and focused on baseball. And every
yeah.
Year they're like, we kind of need someone to long snap. In fact, my junior year, I quit after my sophomore year because I was just going to focus on baseball. And the snapping situation had gotten so bad in our high school that they were going to take a shotgun snap and then have the quarterback turn around and throw it the last 10 yards.
No.
So I was like, okay. And one of my good buddies was our punter. So I was like, okay, I'll come do it. And
so you've always been close with the specialists.
You have to, because it. Because we get attacked.
The misfits.
It's sort of like in those movies, you'll see like someone get backed in the corner and everyone's kind of got their back to each other. It's like 3 versus 100. That's kind of how we feel on a daily basis.
You guys are so needed, but so out on an island.
And it's really funny too, because like when we come in, especially for field goals, like on the field, like your coach and like other coaches be kind of like curse under their breath, like because you don't get like the third and two or something. It's like, oh shoot, let go. All right, kick a field goal.
And then like you better make it. And if you don't, you know, everybody's gonna be mad. I would say though, so you went to Notre Dame as a long snapper, and then you got did you get drafted or no?
Eighth round pick.
Although there's only seven, you were an eighth round pick.
Yeah.
And then you got we traded for you, right?
Yeah.
And I remember everybody when you got traded, it was like, this is a sorry offseason for the Panthers when the biggest news is trading for a long snapper.
Yeah, I got traded before the 09 draft, and I was traded for a 2011 seventh round pick, conditional if I made the team. So there were three drafts that took place between when I got traded.
Conditionally, if you made the team in 2011?
No, in 2009.
Okay.
And so
right.
At the time, I had two guys who were competing with me, and they knew that. So they like remind me that, you know, if it was a tie, like I'd probably get cut because it was going to cost somebody a pick.
In 3 years.
And anyways, luckily that didn't happen, but
you improved your value though, because you went from you were undrafted and then you went. Your value was seventh round.
Yeah, so
that rarely happens.
Absolutely. Most guys get traded for a lower pick.
For less than what they were.
Right, absolutely.
Wow, that's a feather in your cap.
Yeah.
So you can go to college. Were you scholarshiped at Notre Dame?
I started as a walk-on, got scholarship.
So you got a scholarship to the University of Notre Dame for snapping a ball on fourth downs.
Can you imagine?
Only in America, J.J. Jansen. Only in America.
Could you imagine going overseas and telling somebody that that's what you did for a living? And I know they look at you like,
so
what?
Well, so you're gonna. So there was a student at Notre Dame while you were there that is trying their hardest to become like the next great scientist to solve hunger, and that poor sucker had to pay for his or her own schooling.
Yeah.
But because you could snap a ball. You got a free education from Notre Dame.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh.
That is just the best thing.
There's got to be in that equation somewhere the solution to some problems.
Yeah.
That's Bass Ackwards, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, the amazing thing is you have guys, you know, same thing here. Like, there's guys, you know, just beating their head into a wall. And I'm, as a walk-on, one of my best buddies who snapped, true story, One of my best buddies from my freshman year of high school was the freshman year long snapper.
Yeah.
I took over when he was a sophomore because he was just playing offense and defensive line. We both went to Notre Dame. I was a preferred walk-on on the team as a freshman. He walked on as a sophomore, and he beat his head into the wall for the next 3 years, and I snapped for the last 3 years. If he hadn't given up his job sophomore or freshman year of high school, maybe we'd be in
I'd be talking
shoes.
To him right now.
You'd be talking to him.
PJ Schmanson, that's his name, right?
I think it was exactly that.
Oh, geez.
No, I actually remember his name. It was Neil Kennedy.
Neil Kennedy, if you're out there, shame on you, my man.
No, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
So you're like probably one of the most active Twitter guys. You've kind of become like the Panthers spokesman.
Uh-oh.
I just joined because it's finally the year 2013. I probably should get up to speed.
Sure.
But you are doing some serious tweeting, and your Trivia Tuesdays are a huge hit.
Yeah, and guys like yourself and all the teammates have really been helpful to
hold
sign
on,
things.
Hold on, though. I must say that
I don't know if we've actually had you sign anything yet.
I haven't, and I haven't followed you yet.
Ooh, I followed you.
Well, no, so I need to do
I
it.
I need a follow back.
I'm doing it right
do
now.
Do it right now.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. Okay, I'm logging in. All right, and I'm followed now. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank
so
you.
So, can I answer the Trivia Tuesday question?
Yeah, if you know it.
Can I get
you
like
want, a, you want the lot this one from last week?
Okay, okay? Let me hear it.
Okay.
Where do you come up with you come up with these during your free time probably?
No, we don't have free time. Remember, edit that part out.
Okay.
So this week was who was the latest draft pick, the lowest number to both be drafted by the Panthers and start a game for them? And you played with him.
The lowest
draft pick to be drafted by the team, obviously, and then to also start a game for them.
The same year?
In any year.
And
you played with them. You played with a lot of guys.
Right.
But
was it Jordan Karstens?
No.
Who is it?
It's McKenzie.
Bernardo,
yeah. 250.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was this week's.
That's good.
Yeah. And so we gave away a ball from it was the hint was draft classes, And so the whole rookie draft class of 2013 signed a ball for us,
there
and
you
we're
going
to send that off.
Who's us?
Well, us is like the Trivia Tuesday group, but it's really just me.
You just let the cat out of the bag.
See, but so, this is the insider information
Need. Where do you come up with all these questions, though? I mean, there's a limited history of the Panthers.
That can make it challenging.
You're double dipping.
Yeah. Like, Ryan Anderson in our PR department helps verify some stuff.
So he's part of the we then?
Yeah, he is part of the we, but he's like a silent partner. He doesn't want to be out there on the front lines, because what happens is if there's any discrepancies, it all comes back to me. And I get some nasty name calling.
Hey.
The very first question we ever did was number of first round draft picks that were linebackers, because it was Luke Kuechly and the whole thing. And I said the answer was four. And everyone was all fired up. Or no, I said the answer was three, but people thought the answer was four because of Thomas Davis. And I had to explain that he was drafted as safety. So then everyone started tweeting at Thomas to tell Thomas to tweet to me that I was a liar and this whole thing.
Geez.
And so, you know.
They can get angry in there. But I did. The Twitter world backed me up, because Greg Olson said that he was listening to this gross guy not be funny, and I had some fan right off the bat, hey, Greg, back off. We love This
Nice.
Is Gross.
Nice.
So right now, while we're not playing games, I need to enjoy that, because Khalil told me, once we start playing games, don't look at the...
Ooh, it can be tough.
Yeah.
It can be tough. Especially after losses.
I'm not going on there.
There's been a lot of kickers that have just turned off Twitter completely after like a, you know, 1-for-3 game or something like that.
Just sign off.
Just sign off.
It's the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to air... By the time the viewers are hearing this, it's, you know, I pre-recorded this during minicamp, so... Right. Give me a quick rundown on what your summer's looking like with the new baby and that whole thing.
Yeah, so we're going to figure this thing out as we kind of go along. We're going to South Carolina for a week. Just to
exotic vacation.
Exotic, yeah.
South, like the beach, or just like Columbia or something?
We don't know.
South Carolina.
Whoever will have us in South Carolina.
Like Mary and Joseph?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We're just going to kind of meander through the desert of South Carolina until we find some place.
Okay. That's the worst vacation. South Carolina is beautiful, but when you just say
we're
going to South Carolina when we live 10 miles from South Carolina.
We're just going to go to Carowinds.
Okay. All right, so Carowinds, you're going to get some fireworks.
Yeah.
And then what?
No, we're going to go down the beach in Seabrook Island and spend some time with my in-laws and Laura's parents. And then we're going to be around here. We made this our full-time home last year, and we're going to keep trying to figure out this parenting thing. And our son Luke has been he's been pretty easy. And
I'm jealous. He sleeps all the time.
He's got a lot of free time.
And he's already reading Warren Buffett books,
like
his dad.
That's right. We started with... A Good Night Moon.
There you go.
And now we've moved on to the Strategic Dividend Investor.
There you
so
go.
We're moving right up.
There
nighttime
you go.
Reading.
Well, teach him to ice his hammies.
That's
and
right.
He'll be all caught up.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go on summer break, and I'll see you, like Coach Rivera says, back at training camp, ready to win.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.